Now open your question paper and look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1.
Hi, it's Maria. Got your message. Yeah, I'd like to go to the movies. There's a film called Light World 2, or a comedy. Don't mind which. Shall we meet outside the cinema?
Or, I know, at the coffee bar on the corner. We could have a snack before we go in. We could meet at the bus stop.
Mum's driving me into town this afternoon to buy some trainers, so I won't have to get the bus. But something to eat first is a good idea. Shall we say 6 o'clock?
OK.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Maria. Got your message. Yeah, I'd like to go to the movies. There's a film called Light World 2, or a comedy. Don't mind which. Shall we meet outside the cinema?
Or, I know, at the coffee bar on the corner. We could have a snack before we go in. We could meet at the bus stop.
Mum's driving me into town this afternoon to buy some trainers, so I won't have to get the bus. But something to eat first is a good idea. Shall we say 6 o'clock?
OK.
2.
We ought to take a present if we're staying for the weekend.
Let's get something a bit different. People always take flowers, and it's rather hot for chocolates. What about something for the children, like a DVD? Or some unbreakable glasses they can all use outside or on picnics?
Good idea. And let's get a jug to go with them. The children have probably got lots of DVDs.
Now listen again.
We ought to take a present if we're staying for the weekend.
Let's get something a bit different. People always take flowers, and it's rather hot for chocolates. What about something for the children, like a DVD? Or some unbreakable glasses they can all use outside or on picnics?
Good idea. And let's get a jug to go with them. The children have probably got lots of DVDs.
3. We need to decide what to get as a present for Anne at the end of our course.
Yes, she's such a great teacher. How about chocolates?
That's not very exciting. We could get something to wear, like a scarf.
She seems to have loads of those already. What about flowers? She often says how much she loves flowers.
But she told us she had a garden full of them. Let's go with your original idea and buy her the largest box possible.
Now listen again.
We need to decide what to get as a present for Anne at the end of our course.
Yes, she's such a great teacher. How about chocolates?
That's not very exciting. We could get something to wear, like a scarf.
She seems to have loads of those already. What about flowers? She often says how much she loves flowers.
But she told us she had a garden full of them. Let's go with your original idea and buy her the largest box possible.
4.
Shall we go to the boat show? It's on for 3 weeks, but you need to book if you want to go on the first night because there's a party.
Really? Let's go. How do you book?
On the internet or by phone. Or there's a form to fill in this week's TV magazine with a discount on each ticket.
I like saving money, but the post's always so slow. I prefer to talk to someone when I'm making a booking. Just leave it to me.
Now listen again.
Shall we go to the boat show? It's on for 3 weeks, but you need to book if you want to go on the first night because there's a party.
Really? Let's go. How do you book?
On the internet or by phone. Or there's a form to fill in this week's TV magazine with a discount on each ticket.
I like saving money, but the post's always so slow. I prefer to talk to someone when I'm making a booking. Just leave it to me.
5.
Hello, Mary? Could you come and collect me? I went to a client's house by taxi and I can't get one back.
Sure. Where are you exactly?
You know the bridge over the river on the North Road? If you go over that and take the first left, you see a bar on the right. I'll be waiting there. I'm actually in the farmhouse down the road from there at the moment. Mrs. Collins has been kind enough to let me use her phone.
Fine. See you in the bar soon.
Now listen again.
Hello, Mary? Could you come and collect me? I went to a client's house by taxi and I can't get one back.
Sure. Where are you exactly?
You know the bridge over the river on the North Road? If you go over that and take the first left, you see a bar on the right. I'll be waiting there. I'm actually in the farmhouse down the road from there at the moment. Mrs. Collins has been kind enough to let me use her phone.
Fine. See you in the bar soon.
6.
Hello, back again. Did you leave something behind?
Yes, I don't know if you remember, but when I wanted to pay the bill, I couldn't find my purse. So I emptied everything out of my bag to look for it, and that's when I took my keys out. When I got back to the car, I realised they weren't in my bag.
Which table were you sitting at?
Now listen again.
Hello, back again. Did you leave something behind?
Yes, I don't know if you remember, but when I wanted to pay the bill, I couldn't find my purse. So I emptied everything out of my bag to look for it, and that's when I took my keys out. When I got back to the car, I realised they weren't in my bag.
Which table were you sitting at?
7.
How can I help?
I'm looking for a smart shirt for work.
Well, we have a special offer this week. On these plain shirts, you can buy one and get one free. They're excellent quality.
How much are they?
£25, and there are several colours.
How much are these striped shirts?
They're £26 each.
I'm not sure. I could take one of each, plain and striped.
You won't benefit from the special offer for two, then.
In that case, I'll go for two of the ones on offer. In blue, please.
Now listen again.
How can I help?
I'm looking for a smart shirt for work.
Well, we have a special offer this week. On these plain shirts, you can buy one and get one free. They're excellent quality.
How much are they?
£25, and there are several colours.
How much are these striped shirts?
They're £26 each.
I'm not sure. I could take one of each, plain and striped.
You won't benefit from the special offer for two, then.
In that case, I'll go for two of the ones on offer. In blue, please.
8. Are you ready to order your meal, sir?
Yes, I'd like steak and chips, please.
I'm very sorry, sir, but we've run out of steak.
Oh, that's a shame.
The chicken is very good today, and so is the fish.
OK, I'll have chicken and chips. Oh, actually, I'm on a diet, so I'd better have salad instead of the chips.
Now listen again. Are you ready to order your meal, sir?
Yes, I'd like steak and chips, please.
I'm very sorry, sir, but we've run out of steak.
Oh, that's a shame.
The chicken is very good today, and so is the fish.
OK, I'll have chicken and chips. Oh, actually, I'm on a diet, so I'd better have salad instead of the chips.
9.
Don't miss the sensational GFI furniture sale this Monday. Incredible reductions on all items in stock. Armchairs at an amazing half price. Sofas with up to 40% reductions and double beds with 35% reductions. Hurry while stocks last. GFI Furniture Sale starts Monday at 8 o'clock sharp. Don't be late for these amazing bargains.
Now listen again.
Don't miss the sensational GFI Furniture Sale this Monday. incredible reductions on all items in stock. Armchairs at an amazing half price. Sofas with up to 40% reductions and double beds with 35% reductions. Hurry while stocks last. GFI Furniture Sale starts Monday at 8 o'clock sharp. Don't be late for these amazing bargains.
10.
Right, everyone. Some important information about the three college trips before the end of June. Firstly, we're all going to Birmingham to see the International Athletics Championships. That's the only trip we've planned during March because I know that April is such a busy time for students. We're going on the 15th. For those of you who haven't heard of this event before, it's the largest single sports competition in Britain, so we're really pleased that we're going.
Now listen again.
Right, everyone. Some important information about the three college trips before the end of June. Firstly, we're all going to Birmingham to see the International Athletics Championships. That's the only trip we've planned during March because I know that April is such a busy time for students. We're going on the 15th. For those of you who haven't heard of this event before, it's the largest single sports competition in Britain, so we're really pleased that we're going.
That is the end of part one.
Now turn to part two. You will hear a news reporter called Angela Bond talking on the radio about her job. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And today in the studio we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting, but it can be annoying never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs. And in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
It sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock, but that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling. But I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful. One of the best things I've bought recently was a boat. And when I want to feel calm and peaceful, I go for a sail on the river. It never fails.
Angela, thanks.
Now listen again.
And today in the studio we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting, but it can be annoying never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs. And in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
It sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock, but that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling, but I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful. One of the best things I've bought recently was a boat, and when I want to feel calm and peaceful, I go for a sail on the river. It never fails.
Angela, thanks.
That is the end of part 2.